Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Because you answer our prayers always, and we thank you. Because your words are yes and amen. We can have predictable results as we cooperate with you and your word. We give you praise, Father. Tonight, yet again, please speak to us and bring us out of every miry clay. Let's see you alone. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a big, big hand. Come on, you don't sound like one who is excited about being in church. Thank you. You may please be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Who is excited to be in church? Awesome. Good to see you. And how many of us have been blessed with our Bible study series? Are you looking forward to hearing from God tonight? Are you sure? So I was going to move on, but I sense a burden to teach and continue from where we stopped last, part two. Amen. Are you excited about that? Encountering God as the El Shaddai, part two. So today we are going to step up. Amen. So we're going to assume what we did last week was milk. So can we go into the meat? Are you sure? Should we get into the meat? So let's get to the meat. All right. So, turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter number 17. Amen. Are you there? Genesis 17 from verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the what? Almighty God. One of the reasons why God always introduces himself is because no one can do it better. No one can introduce him like the way we'll introduce himself. Because whatever it is God is introducing himself as is about to become an experience. Amen. For instance, when Moses asked God and said, who should I say to Pharaoh that he's sending me? He said, tell Pharaoh, I am, he's sending you. All right? But God later went on, because you stop there. Don't forget, in fact, before he said, I am, he had introduced himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All right? So the word I am means I am what I said earlier. What is about to happen now is predicated on the Abrahamic covenant. Because you forget when Abraham was sacrificing and he slept off. And vultures came to eat those sacrifices. You remember that story? And God said, your seed will be slave, will be all right in a land for 400 years, and then I will bring them out. So when he said, I am, it means, I am The same one who made that covenant. What I'm saying, is it too ambiguous? But there's you know, sometimes there's marrow inside. Have you seen those who eat bone marrow? That is very nutritious. Are you aware? Very nutritious. I've not eaten it before. My mind is too calculative for all those stuff. I've been wondering different kind of things I've mixed up. All right, but for those who it's very nutritious. At least we know the nutrition content. Very nutritious. But there's something in this. You must know when God is introducing himself by a new name. And you must know when what God is doing is predicated on an already established covenant. When what God is doing is on an already established covenant, and you are wanting a new name, then that's pride. It means, as powerful as a Moses is, the deliverance of Israel is not based on the consecration of Moses. It is based on the record of Abraham. And God is bringing them out as Abraham's seed. So, it is safe to say, I am who? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What I'm doing with you is a continuity of what I've done with them. Not a new thing. But in this case, God is introducing himself by a new name that is about to become a new experience. Do you understand that? Because this is a teaching, so it needs to be simple. Let me explain it again. Because you need to get it. If there's a word between myself and God in the secret that he will do this. And God says, son, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this for Soul of Life Church. I'm going to do this. And then over time, you just begin to sense a burden that God is going to do certain things. God is going to use you to do certain things. Please get what I'm saying. And you're asking God, who is sending me to do this? He's not going to describe himself as the God of something new. No. He's going to describe himself as the God of Fermi Lazarus, because he's the one he made the covenant with. It means the empowerment and the provision that is bringing the ability for what you want to do is not predicated on you and what you've done or not done. No. It is predicated on the covenant he had with his servant in the secret. When this happens, what you are supposed to do, don't be proud. Just take advantage of the grace. That's it. Do you understand that? And that's why you will notice that if you look at the life of Moses, he kept on asking, who are you? At least we thank you for being God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But how about me too, Moses? I want to know you. Then he introduced himself as merciful and gracious to him. Don't dig a new well when there's already a reservoir for you to drink from. Okay. Do you understand? Okay, please be seated. All right, so we're going to scale a bit further. Just follow patiently because, we're going to say a lot of things. All right, so God said, I am. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, I am the Almighty God. I am the El Shaddai. I'm Shaddai. I'm El Shaddai. Walk before me and be thou what? Perfect. It means going forward, you need a walk. Amen. Now let me ask you a question. What walk did Abraham had that was perfect before God when God brought him out of his father's house? There was no walk. It was the sovereign act of God. He found a man in the midst of idol worshipping, and by sovereign act, he brought him out. And by that sovereign act, he's already a lot different, but he's not in the fullness of his potential. Amen. So don't think that the Amen. Don't think that the things God overlooked when he began to make certain promises is going to overlook them for the fulfillment. Do you understand that? At certain level, you may enter into an harvest of seed you didn't plant. Some people prayed for your salvation. Somebody prayed that at a time will come, God will raise a child for this family. Oh, this child will be this. And at certain point, God found you as one that can key into that prophecy, and you began to do many mighty things. Powerful. That is going to separate you from the rest, but it is not going to bring you into rest. Amen. The heir of the house, as long as he's a child, differeth him nothing from his servant, though he be Lord of all. But is made subject to tutors and teachers till he comes of age. Let me explain this again. At certain level, you can be in a house like this and say, oh, we have covenant of life. Oh, we have covenant of ease. Oh, we have this. And you know, you may even be living a life that is contrary to the dictate of the covenant, but yet it is working. But at certain level, certain doors will not open until you look like the seal of the covenant. Because this kind, you must take responsibility. Are you following what I'm saying here? This kind, you must take what? Responsibility. Alright, so when the hand of God brought him out, he was able to do many things. He was able to go into, God called him out as 75. As at the time, God was having this conversation with him. Alright, it was 99. And as at the time this conversation was going on, Ishmael was already 13. Amen. So 75 plus 13, that's what? 88. Right? Remove 88 plus from 99. What do you have? 11. Is that 11? I want to be sure. Is that 11? All right. Add that 11 back to 75. What do you have? 86. So he was exactly 86 years old when he impregnated that lady. 86 years old. So that guy was 13. And the reason why I'm taking you through that route is that it means for 13 solid years, God didn't say ha to him. He didn't say a word. 13 years. The man that God intended to do what he wanted to do with, 13 years. So what you are seeing here is a scripture of a revisitation. Just like a guy that has asked a girl out and she said no. Say, God is taking me somewhere. I'm going to be, she said no. Everyone went their separate ways. And after another 6 months, comes back again to say, will you still be interested? What I want you to see is that everything about the Abrahamic covenant can actually be foiled here. Unless he walks and be perfect. What I'm saying, is it too deep? Everything could have been destroyed. Because leaving your father's house is not enough. It's not enough. That my family, they are Muslims, but now I've separated myself. That's why I didn't go home for Christmas. I'm here in Ibadan seeking God. It's not enough. It's fantastic, but it's not enough. Do you understand? Aha. There are many things that used to happen there, but that's why I've separated myself. No, it's okay you've separated yourself. But the beauty of it is that you now give yourself to the total demands of the separation. There's a total demand. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it again, there is total demand. Say it again, there is a demand for the separation. Say it again, there is a demand for the separation. All right, so it's not enough to say, I'm separated in my father's house. There's this sin, there's this, but, you know, by the grace of God. No. See, look up. Please pay attention. The separation may make you look slightly different. But until you now know the demands that you need to meet to be totally apart. In fact, over time, you'll be offended. You'll be offended. Because you'll not get the result of the separated. See, you cannot emotionally blackmail God. I have left all to follow you. How well are you following? Are you following what I'm saying here? Nobody in my father's house is doing this, but now, see, it's not enough to say, now I'm doing this. How well? Because 2 plus 1.5 is not going to give us 4 with God. 2 plus 1.9 is still not 4. Oh. Do you understand? Oh, I observe that in my family, nobody said yes to God. Nobody said yes to the calling. There was a call, they didn't obey God. Now I've separated myself. I can separate myself and still be a broke, poor, and non-impactful pastor. I can't blackmail God with the fact that now I am a pastor. Nobody in my family said yes to him. It is not enough to now be a pastor. What kind am I? That's just phase one. Oh God. You don't understand that. That's just phase one. Listen. Let me have 3 brothers. Come quickly. Thank you. Please come. Stand there. Alright? Please come. You come. Stand behind them. So this fellow is saying, you know, the family I came from, this nobody's serving God, nobody's saying yes to the call of God. They perceive, but they never obeyed it. And finally, and these are individuals, where they came from, whether they obeyed or they didn't obey, but now they are doing ministry. The moment you say, now I separate myself and I say yes to God, I'm going to serve all my life. What you think is that you automatically come here. It's not true. Where you are is this place. You are now leveled with those who have started. What that means is that if you allow the arrogance of thinking you've separated yourself and you've done God a favor, overwhelm you, you fail at this level. Do you understand what I'm saying? Church, is it clear? Look at Peter now. We have left all to follow you. What shall be our reward? Just say yes. And look, he encouraged them. He didn't just say, you are carnal. No, he encouraged them. What? Look at the story. The same Peter still denied him. The same Peter, when a sheet was let down from heaven, saying, he killed it. It was going to mark the face of ministry that will be against his theology. Be careful of how loud you are when you don't have the whole information. The next phase of your life may contradict what you have stood for always. Do you understand what I'm saying? When there is volume and there is no wisdom, it can destroy the one who is loud. See, be careful also of the things you call personal prejudice. Oh, these are the things, I don't do this, I don't. No, be careful. Because soon, if it is God you are following, you will never be a man of your word. You'll be a man of his word. And your words will have to become a lie the moment they contradict his word. So before you raise the volume, hear what he's saying. If you don't have the total information, keep quiet. If you are running the ministry and then the ministry is still a ministry, don't say we can never become a church. Keep quiet. I made that mistake. Be loud where it's loud and be quiet where it's quiet. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't just come out as a single young man and say, God has shown me. I saw it in the vision. God showed my wife to me. A dark lady, and you see, you dark. You've given something conclusive. Meanwhile, you didn't see well. And here you are, married to a yellow woman. And they remember, he said dark then. Oh. And what you have done is that you have given the devil a tool to give a sister in church to say, I'm the one, he didn't see me. Do you understand what I'm saying? I perceive strongly that there's about to be a turn. And it's going to be life in a different dimension from life as you've always known it. Listen, the next phase of somebody's growth here will require that you become what you have criticized. And whenever this is happening, the only thing that can shut you down is your ego. Because you can choose never to become what you have criticized. So you will not kill and eat. Then a Paul will have to come. See, forgive yourself. You've spoken in days you were not having knowledge. But now it's time to be flexible, bendable, breakable. Do you get what I'm saying now?
Oh, yes.
And that's a clear word. You've spoken and but there's a face opening up. The things you say, I can never eat. Now you're about to swallow them. Because it is God. It is God. There's a shift for someone. Your life is about to take a dramatic turn. There's a turning. Listen, don't be careful before you say the amen. Just tell God, help me. Somebody's life is about to take a turn. And this turning is forward, but it is going back to a route you have passed. But it is forward. I'm seeing a U road. You say, I've passed there before, yes. But that's still the road. Take it. Take it. Please be seated. See, when you are following God, follow God. And when you follow God, keep your ego aside. Set your heart that you will do what He says, not what you say. I mean, be a person of integrity, it's okay. But when you speak, speak as oracles of God. And, are you following what I'm saying? Speak as God's oracles. Now, okay. Majorly among the things I want to teach you is that there is a lifestyle that is a life of revelation that is expected when you encounter God as El Shaddai. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you, show you the areas you should take responsibility. Listen, you can bet Ishmael through agitation. You bet Isaac through alignment. Listen. If you look at the pattern in Genesis 17, it is similar to the pattern in Genesis 2. To every creature God brought to Adam, he's seen, we named them, the name we call them, they are every creature. I mean, he's been wondering that I need that help, every creature. God, I'm in the face, I need that help. God kept bringing chimpanzees, baboon, dog, cat, was naming them, you'll be this, you'll be that, naming them, you'll be this, you'll be that. You will not find Eve while naming. You will find Eve when you sleep. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because while naming, you are also searching. Do you get what I'm saying? Say you are doing ministry, but you are preaching, you are looking, could it be that sister in red? Kalema, the guy. No. That's not how to get your Isaac. You will have to drop anxiety and sleep. Then God can do what He wants to do. What God wants to bet in this season is not going to be a product of a looter. It's not going to be for those who can search, but for those who can enter into rest. You are not receiving, so let me teach. So, you can see that Genesis 17. Let's go back. So, I will teach. So, God said, walk before me and be what? Perfect. The word walk there is the word alak. That means keep on walking, to keep moving. See, it's not a one-time thing. I have a lifestyle that is consistent with a man who is before me. Recently, the Lord was teaching me something. And he gave me an illustration. Are you aware? Have you seen a situation where you wore a cloth, a white cloth, and you feel it's very neat until you stepped into greater light? And you discover that it is dirty. So you go to off it. Right? Good. But there's also another situation where you wear something under a less bright light and you feel it is dirty. But as you come under a great light, you discover it is neat. There are many of you who are in that second phase. What God has placed in your hands, because you are under lesser light, you feel it is small. If you bring that same thing under a greater light, you will discover it is big. Listen, when it comes to God, it is not the size of what you carry that matters. It is His word. No matter how small or how big it is a costume. Do you understand? When he said to Moses, what do you have in your hands? And he said, a rod. If Moses did not have a rod, he will still say, my words have I placed on your lips. If life has brought you to a point where now you don't even now have anything, you can have his word. So you are under lesser light, and I'm still sharing this. But when you are prophetically open, then words will come. All right? And you are holding and say, it's small. I wish that by next year, God is going to expand it. Mm-mm. The issue is not what you are holding, it's where you are standing. That same thing under a greater light will produce much more. Are you following what I'm saying here? That same thing. Under a greater light will produce much more. Let's teach. All right, let's run across this scripture quickly. Go to verse 2 now. Walk and be what? Perfect. Because what is coming is going to be a product of a walk. You need a walk. You need a walk. Alright, you need a walk. Tell your neighbor you need a walk. You didn't say it loud and clear enough. You need a walk. Now, look at it. Matthew chapter number 11 verse 28. Give us in the message translation, please. Matthew 11, 28. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Yes? Quickly. 29. Walk with me. Then as you walk with me, walk with me. The word walk with me there means partner with me in creating. Watch how I do it. That's what you need to learn. The issue is that even when you are looking forward to 2023, except you are this, your result is not in view. And I'm going to show you. Because many of us hang our year to unpredictable outcomes. But there's a knowledge in God that you enter into a new season through knowledge. Nothing makes your outcome predictable like when knowledge collides with grace. There are certain things you need to know that your outcome now is not a product of God may do this or not. Do you understand? You need to know certain things. When you know them, you'll come out. If we say all the prayers and you still don't know certain things, your result next year in 2022 will still look like identical twins. But I'm telling you, a new year can be like day compared to this night. Because now you have... Do you get what I'm saying? David said in Psalms 23, he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil. Why? Your rod, instant miracles, then your staff, that which I come through maturity, both needs to happen for me to have comfort. You don't understand that. The problem is that you want a rod. Take it now. Oh, amen. But your comfort is not complete. You need staff. There are that you enter as you age. Strong meat belongs to them who are of age. Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. That is a staff. Even when God had Moses, what do you have? He didn't say, I have a staff. No. It's a rod. But you begin to see scripture interchange the staff, the rod of Moses, the staff of Moses, as maturity setting. You are not chronicling your work. To know that if certain things are known, certain results are predictable. Please be seated. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. So my father used to have a mini factory, but it doubled also as a sales ground where we sell sound equipment brought from different places and also fabricated there, engines and all that, fabricated there. So I had to work with screw. I had to screw certain things. I had to unscrew. And if you hold a screw, do you know what a screw is? Huh? You will notice that it has a thread, right? When you want to tighten something, it is going to be unforced if you get the thread right. The moment you have to be forcing a screw, you have missed the principle. Force is a sign that there's something you don't know yet. Let me give you an instance. You have to trust God. Year 2022, 2021, by the time house rent was about to be paid, your heart started beating. Oh, again, a rod came. Miracle. Somebody quickly help you and intervened. 2022. Oh, Lord. Because you may not know you have problem because you celebrated the miracle last year. When you enter Cana, manna must cease. And yet it is your promised land. So the moment you don't see the miracle, you start saying you have a problem. Meanwhile, you didn't know that you have entered Canaan. This is the point where principles should now begin to produce. But you are saying, I have a problem, no longer favor. This is where somebody is. Somebody is here right now. You don't have a problem. You've entered Canaan. You need a knowledge. I'm telling you. You need a body of knowledge. You don't have a problem. Nothing is wrong with you. Your heavens are not closed. No. What you need now is a body of knowledge. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need a body of knowledge. They say, things are bad now. The way God is able to favor me, no. No! Now it is your prosperity is not going to be about them obeying God or not. He wants you to know something so you can know the unforced rhythm of grace. I said something to those who were in class with me yesterday, that miracles are faster when you know your path. Yes. sit down. What believers need to know is that you don't need a miracle. Because a miracle is a sign that you are missing something. Miracles are not food for children. Miracles are for those who have missed it. They're not for you. Let me say it again. In case it sounds heretic, I'm going to explain. Miracle is not the package God designed to maintain sons. Something needs to go wrong for you to need a miracle. Or you can live based on the blessings of God, where nothing has to go wrong. For instance, you only need a healing when you are sick. So healing is not for sons. What sons have is, I will bless your food and your water and take sickness from you, so what you have is health. Do you understand? Say it. I will never need a miracle again in my life. I walk by the blessings. So it means nothing is wrong, so you don't even need a repair. Miracle is... See, miracles are protocols for managing crisis. Oh yeah. You have missed, something is wrong, something is off. Somebody is having a sickness children should never have in the first place. So there's a need for a miracle. Somebody is in a problem believers should never be into. The moment you know, see, the issue is that you are holding sufferings as souvenirs. But you should not. You are. That's where you are. You are holding sufferings as souvenirs that, yeah, this is a proof, this is a proof I've been through. But you don't really have to go through if you live by the word. Well, the issue is that if you feel what I'm saying is heretic and all that, you can cite scriptures. By the time you arrive to where you are arriving, having hit your head on the wall like 30 times, you discover that there are some of us who are living by the word who are there already. So it will look like God is partial. So let me pray a prayer for you. In 2023, you will never need a miracle. Yeah. Now, sit down. Do you know that in heaven, there's no need for gift of healings? Yeah. There's no need. Nobody is sick here. There's no need for gift of working of miracles. Nobody has any problem that needs miracle. We'll begin to live the heaven on earth life. The heaven on earth life. Okay, you sound like one who can take strong meat. Please be seated. Amen. Please be seated. Glory to God. Are you following what I'm saying here? You know, we're having a meeting this evening. So, one of the pastors was sharing how that God sent favor to him. So, I interrupted. And I said, it's good. But there are three levels to favor. The first level is that, you're trusting God somewhere. No money on you. You wanted to take transport fare. You need no transport. Then somebody sent you 5K. It's favor. But it means you will always be in need of 5K. But it's a level. It's maintenance ratio. You know, they are just maintaining you for survival. There's another dimension. And this dimension, that one will have to cease. So you learn two things. You learn faith. Then you learn human management, relationships. Then God will now bless you with men that matters. Then He will now open the door of favor again. The favor you celebrate when the highest your cycle can give you is 10,000 is not the kind God wants to give you. But you say, I like it. Yeah. You like it. How many of you who have placed on your WhatsApp status wish list for birthday? Because you don't, see, you don't have that cycle yet. So before you enter the phase two, you will have to give you men that matters. Then you enter phase two. Then there's a phase three. This one is not about men. It's favor with God. Whether they like or not, it will. But anyways, I also told them that there is a requirement for the phase three. But you see, the issue is that the cycle you have now, everybody glows in small things. I'm not saying you should be ungrateful, but I want you to know that you are not yet eating the food for sons. You are eating what is falling from the table. You are like Lazarus. Me, I'm not that Lazarus. I'm the Lazarus that Jesus revived. So I'm not that Lazarus that died poor and no, I'm not. But if this is the protocol you want to live with, that's who you are. Because in that cycle of 5K, 10K, 2K here, the reason why those people also are there is because they are not people who have really cooperated with God. They don't even have enough what it takes to bless you. Let's leave it. Because we can stay there all day. But when you enter favor with God, let me tell you something. Even a evil governor or president, let me tell you what that means. Because I don't want to leave it without explaining. When a man enters that depth, God begins to make people know that blessing you is the condition for their next level. God tells them, you are not begging. It's not WhatsApp status.
Yes,
sir. So, I wanted to say some things, but I'm not sure you are ready for them. So, what is your weight on the altar that blessing you will be the key for my next level? What is your weight? What are you doing that is that big? What are you doing that is that important? Because it is not just your pocket. He wants to, because your pocket has become a pipe. That's it, oh. Let me share this with you. On Christmas, and I say this, please sit down. I say this in all humility and all that. So I started looking for contact individuals, family members, all right, that needs to be surprised on Christmas. So I started sending, all right. By the end of the day, I've sent money, let me just code it, in hundreds of thousands. And for no just cause, God proved it to me that I can't outgive him. You know what that means? So, because there are people who have not cooperated with God, but God being the all-loving God, does not want any of his people to suffer. Needs people who will be blessed, then crowned with something called mercy. Because now he wants to use you as an extension of his mercy. Now you should get the teaching I finished teaching. I had a meeting recently. And I was teaching about the man that abuses us on the rock, man that abuses us on sand. That the rain and the flood will come. I was showing them that the rain is not a bad thing. The rain is a good thing. The flood is a mixture of both. But you should get that teaching. Maybe I'm going to teach you about the flood in that dimension. When say rainfall came and swept the house away, good things can sweep you away. Yeah. Because when you read that scripture, because rain does, Isaiah 55 verse, all right, 10, it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So rain brings plenty bread. If your life is not busy, rain will sweep you off. It was the rain that swept the rich fool away. That's abundance. Before your life, before blessing you can be a criteria for a man's next level, it must be that you are no longer asking for the blessing, but become a blessing. Your problem is that you are living for yourself, but you want the ratio for nations. As what? You will die. It will kill you. You don't understand what I'm saying. Anybody who is living for himself is not the man for that kind. That blessing you is what opened my door. As what? You went to buy cornflakes, buy milk, buy Milo. That's all you are thinking. Buy chicken. It is that when I bless you, and you also flow to people, it is their tears, their joy, that is the sweet smelling incense. God will smell. Let me show you now. Go, let me show you. Psalms 82. Because when you read the scripture, ye are God, you don't understand the context. Let me show you. Let me show you the context. Psalms 82. What I'm showing you are secret. If you get it, you will always have. Look at it. Let's read this scripture from verse 1. Psalms 82 from verse 1. God stands in the conviction of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hands of the wicked. God is now speaking to those who should deliver them. That what? They know not. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand. If your problem is that, oh Lord, at this level, I should begin to ride the car. It's a level. By the time it becomes, I saw that school. I need to build the class. I need to do this. That's another level. They say when they don't know, they don't understand, they walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth will be out of course. I don't have time. I would have shown you this foundation because there are foundations. There are foundations of the earth. Justice is part of the foundations. Righteousness is part of the foundations. That would be a very core foundation. I mean, nations will break when they obstruct those foundations. Do you get what I'm saying? No cup of nation gets filled without tampering those foundations. But look at it. I have said, ye are gods. Meaning that, while you cry, oh God, help so and so people, he said, you are. You don't understand. Let me tell you what that means. Sit down. Let me tell you what that means. It means at a level, people can cry to God to bring them out of poverty. At another level, as a man representing God, I can bring a man out of poverty. When you understand this, I mean, at the pool of Bethesda, they have to wait every year. Once a year, an angel, once a year. You will know now that the number of sick people coming in every year is more than those who are getting healed. When Jesus came, he came to show that man that whenever I am in a place, you don't have to wait. If you discern me, you can get it now. Do you understand? It means, if I understand that, if I step into a place, they don't have to wait. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it simple? Simple for you to understand. What's your life about? What's your life about? What's your existence about? What's your pursuit about? You can't be about yourself and And certain things are for strong meat. Are you following what I'm saying here?
Let me give you a tip. Quit focusing on you. You need to stop. Oh Lord, my problem, my...
When will you begin to stand as a representative of a people, of a family, of individuals, of a church? There are certain problems I can't have because I meet those problems in people's lives. Do you get what I'm saying? So, I have personal structures for flowing out monthly. Different individuals, all right, that need those things. And sometimes I say I want to put somebody in the structure and I have restraint in my spirit and I stop. Because the point that fellow is, God wants that fellow to mature by the word. If I force it, that fellow has become a Jonah in my ship. Let me tell you now. You are one who doesn't understand. When you enter into, what are they calling those kind of investments? No, there's some investment. There's a name for them. Ponzi scheme. Everybody have been doing it. Bring 400, take 500. Bring this, take that. The moment you enter, and it, listen now, and it crashes, it is not enemy from Father's house. Let me tell you, the devil needs you to believe it is enemy from Father's house. And he needs you to fast and pray. There are fastings the devil sanctions because they are activities of unbelief. He likes it. Somebody saw himself in a vision that something bad happened. It's going to check what you are standing on. Do you know the devil can tell you fast now? Because that at that point, that fasting is a good thing. But it has become an activity of not believing what God said ahead. And he likes it. He likes it. That one doesn't grow you. By the time you are done, you will now see that people came to have sex with you in the dream. When you go on a spiritual activity that is not a product of faith, once you are done, demons will arouse you. So you wonder why you did 40 days. And after the 40 days, they bass boast. You didn't go on a journey of faith. You didn't grow. It was just hunger. Somebody is fasting. You are not reading the word. You are not studying. You are not praying. You know, you make yourself susceptible to spirit. Fasting is a deep thing, man. Walk with me. Should we stay here? Or we should move deeper and deeper? Walk with me. Bar Mary, come. See, walk with me. I'm going to give you an instance using the case of apprenticeship. Do you know? Check where people are learning walk. Either learning to be fashion designers, furniture makers, architects, anywhere they are learning manual kind of. I'm sorry I bring architecture into it, but I know they have to learn. Am I correct? Man of God, and all that. You will discover that if you know that, you will understand this scripture. You can walk with your oga and not walk with him. Many, many apprentices are there. But there are some that he has watched their disposition towards the work. He will call them and say, let me show you. In case these transistors behave like this, this is the reading. Boycott this. bridge this, then use capacitor here. So, so and so ohms. That one will learn. When you walk with God, you cannot partner with Him in creation yet until He shows you. He needs to show you. What are you bragging about walking with God when you don't know any better? What's God showing you? Do you understand? You see that? Okay. What has God shown you that is the secret of consistent fire? Because He will have to show you. What has God shown you that is the secret of consistent overflowing abundance? Salaries can't bring you there. In fact, if you are a very stubborn person, your debt will be increasing as your salaries is increasing. If you were owing 100,000 when you were earning 80,000, by the time they move you to 600,000, now you are owing in millions. Because you are not learning God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? You need to walk with Him, then He shows you things that are for you and for your children's children. He will show you personally. He's going to open His heart to you and say, do this like this, do this like this. Bishop Waluke shared something with myself and a few of my friends. And he said, in a particular year, Pastor Hia Deboye called them to his bedroom and said to them, I want to show you a secret. And he showed them the secret of corporate tithing. Don't just pay tithe as individuals. There's corporate tithe. Your business, your ministries, pay tithe. You will know where you stand by looking at the depth of what you are shown. Do you understand that? I'm trying to be simple. Now, there are certain things that God should tell you. Hope you know that whatsoever God tells you now, it is not now. God is just knowing it. And He has always known it, even when the lack of that knowledge has made you suffer. So sometimes you may need a knowledge, but you are not ready for the knowledge. There are times you need something that God can show you, but the truth is that, shockingly, can your heart take it? I made a very big mistake, all right? One of my sons. And God told me to tell him that it's time to scatter everything. Meaning that in this season, empty out. Well, I just said, and in fact, that was what God said. And He went further to tell me where it should empty out to. Do you get what I'm saying? But it was a season that a lot of people were misunderstanding my heart about certain things. So I just said, just scatter. This season, don't try to gather. So He went to invest and lost all the money. And I was pained. Because something should have been triggered. When you relate with people who are higher than you, the measure of the relationship is in the secret they are sharing. The things that others will not ordinarily know. Let me say this to you. Anybody who have grace to impart you, the secret of getting it is around the things they will not allow people to do ordinarily for them. Sons of the prophet, stay there. Oh, thank you, Elijah. Elijah, stay here at Jordan. No. I will go wherever you go.
the mantle was in the going. Did God not tell Elijah to anoint Elisha as prophet in his stead? You can be a prophet in the stead of a man and yet not carrying the mantle. What means is that after he's gone, you are the next big prophet, but you can't do what he did.
Okay. It's not title. It's not title. And you must know how to cry to God to show you his ways. When God is no longer telling you tough stuff, I'm telling you, when the moment God begins to see you as entering into a certain depth of maturity, he's going to begin to tell you serious stuff. Instructions that if the same God, he knows that. Let me tell you something. God knows, so he has different kind of children. There are children of God that when God tells them, the response they give to God is that God wants to cheat them. And I showed you this last week. At a critical phase, when God knows you need money for something, you now say, empty it out. You now say, so that by the time landlord now comes. There was something that was available, but this is the response. You are not ready for that. And once you are not ready for this, once bigger ones is coming, you fail the little. The problem is that one of the things the devil has done successfully is that when teachings go in this direction, what is on your mind is that it is pastors that are collecting the money. That's why they teach like this. Let me tell you this. Even when God says you sow to your pastor, pastors know this because I know it. What makes the Dead Sea a Dead Sea is not because water is not flowing in. It's because it is not flowing out. Listen, what is coming in, if you don't have structure, it will destroy you. You will collect, envelope, till you are no longer a blessing. Tell your neighbor, don't settle with envelopes. Now every time people see me, oh, Papa, I want to celebrate you. I honor you. Fantastic. God has led you. But I see myself as also a servant of God. What will you have me do, oh God? Because I realize that it is not all the time. In fact, let me tell you this. One of the decisions I have to make is that my needs will not be met through envelopes. If you don't make that decision as a pastor, envelopes you shall live on. 5,000, 10,000, 2,000, 3,000, envelope. No significance. So I have to make sure, God, all right, honorariums will bless you for them, envelopes will bless you for them, but what will maintain my life is a protocol I'm learning in you, not all these things. Thank you for, are you following what I'm saying? I think I've stayed here a lot, so let me move. All right, so go back to that Matthew 11. Let's just finish there. Is somebody learning something here? Are you learning something? Are you going to apply them? Are you sure? Because the issue is the application. Many people hear many things, but only few applies. Walk with me and walk with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you, meaning that even first fruit is not heavy or ill-fitting. Forget that nonsense. When I started obeying that practice and giving my first fruit, I feel it in the month. But I tell you, and I stand here in all humility and all honesty, if God asks me to give all the income every month, I say this in all humility, I won't feel it. I'm just being blunt with you. I won't feel it. But when I started, then I discovered that Whenever you refer to your business as your source of income, it's an insult to God. I discovered. Say, what's your source of income? I am a banker. Yeah. That's your source. Source, you called it. You wonder why it's not enough. That's a wrong source. Never make a resource your source. Never make a resource. I'm telling you. I mean, this ministry started from me trusting God for transport fare after every service. And that's where it started from. Somebody will pick it, 500 naira. Oh, Papa, I just want to give you this. Sorry, small. 1,000. And I'm not at that point anymore. I want to say something. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to say something. And if I allow myself be at the point of trusting God for what members give, there's no way I'll be able to maintain my family. You know yourself now. How much have you sown this year? How much? Pastors, you can't look up and look down at the same time. The moment you set your attention up, rain will fall. And it will fall for life. Once you start looking down, there will be drought. You can't keep your gaze on God and the heaven will shut on you. So there's closed heavens when you close your eyes towards heaven. So I moved from trusting God that a member will give me something to trusting God that I will lift a member out of a situation. I will give to a member. I will do this. It was until then that things changed. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I remain at the point of God will send a member to give this by, I will not grow. And I know what I'm saying. I won't grow. Yeah. That's why I said it's not enough to have left all to follow Jesus and say you are doing ministry. There are still certain body of knowledge you must have. All right, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced. Say it, grace is unforced. Say it again now. So your life does not have to be kakakuku. Hey, this, wala. Hey, no. It is unforced redeem of grace. It is unforced. For instance, the way you can hear the sound of the generator, it's consistent. The moment the sound is not consistent, the engineers will rush there to check what's going on. Because the redeemical consistency is a sign that all is well. The redeem must be consistent. The redeem must be consistent. The redeem must be consistent. It is not favor today, drought tomorrow. The redeem must be consistent. It is unforced redeem of grace. The open doors must be consistent. It is not open doors today. For under 5 years, everything is short. Mm-mm. It is a redeem. It is a redeem. It is a redeem. It goes, come. It, you know, it keeps circulating. It is unforced redeem of grace. The redeem must be consistent. The redeem must, it is a redeem. It is a 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It is a redeem. It keeps going. It is not the music that stops. It is a rhythm. What God wants to do is not an intention to do once. It's not hit and run. A rhythm. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Are you following what I'm saying? So, this is with the level. Let me tell you something. With the things I know, And when I agree with people and God bless them and they begin to avoid me, I say, I laugh. Because at this point, it's not about you. What do you think? It's not. What if fair? Somebody just eat 2 million. I say, Papa, I'll see you later. I start avoiding my... You understand? 2 million. There are about 50 that will just rise from nowhere now. I say, 2 million? Okay, sir. Do you understand what I'm saying? Pastors, don't build yourself to wait for people to give because they have been blessed. Move on. Teach them to know what to do, but don't wait. Once you wait, you'll be offended. Once you are offended, what God wants to do will not come. Once you eat something, then you now begin to discover what is wrong about your pastor. You will live on it. And that's it. That's it. You will have to live on it. You'll have to live on it. Many pastors are offended. Say you labor over people, they move on. Keep laboring. Keep laboring. Say you left me. That's not the code. The code is you must not be offended. To everyone you are not offended at, God bless, they start seeing you as Robbie said meant about you. You will raise 10. Are you following what I'm saying here? God has blessed fellow. This fellow could have, by now, done this for me. What are you talking about? Never make any man your source. Never make any man your source. Never make any man your source. Never. Do you? I should not. When you understand these things, you don't just sit down and say, all the rich members, as God bless them, they no longer like me again. What rich members? Have you concluded that that's where it stops? Abraham can never lack sons. He can of these stones raise sons for Abraham. That's the blessing. Can never lack sons. Whenever you are offended at people because they didn't give you something, then you too don't know something. Learn to move on fast. Teach people to know what to do, but don't expect. So you don't build entitlement consciousness. Are you following what I'm saying here? I think this sounds like pastor school already. All right. We have entered into some things tonight. I think you dug them out. So what God wants to do, he wants you to defend the poor and all that. But let's go back to that Genesis chapter number 17 so I can begin to prepare for landing. Now, when you're on a flight, you prepare for takeoff, then you prepare for landing. So let's start preparing for landing. Let's go to verse 2 now. Alright, so God said, please don't forget to combine last week. Just combine this teaching, sit and eat them, eat back to back, alright? I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly, yes? And let me quickly correct something. Okay, maybe some other time. Alright? Because, as I said something now, that if somebody is blessed, and the fellow begin to forget you or your labors over the person. Don't wait and fight and be offended and all that. You can never be stranded. What should determine your response is not your bank account. It is your heaven account. That even while this is happening, if your account is zero, move on. That is when you truly show it that you are operating under a covenant. Because if your response is because now you are a big man by bank account, you are still not safe. If you will not have that enough, then you can now be offended. I will make my covenant between me and you. When you are not with Lot, it's between you and God. When you are with Lot, it's your seed. And I will multiply you exceedingly. Yes, quickly. We want to go on a long read. And Abraham fell on his face. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you. God is saying to Abraham. And the reason why God is saying, as for me, behold my covenant, because if you look at this statement and you don't understand this scripture, you think God is just repeating words. No. While God was saying what he was saying, 1 to 3, Abraham kept saying, Ishmael, Ishmael, Ishmael. So God had to say, Abraham, you might have left, but as for me, my covenant is with you. And you shall be a father of many nations, not just Ishmael. Because God was seeing his heart. So it was a response to his heart. You can't just determine the response to a spirit is given by one verse. Look at verse 5 now. Neither shall thy name be any more called Abraham, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations I've made thee. Yes? And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations out of you, and kings shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and between me and you and your seed after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto you and to your seed after you. Yes? And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land where you are a stranger, and all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Yes? And God said to Abraham, as for you, as for you now, you shall keep my covenant. You and your descendants after you throughout their generations. Yes? And this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendant after you. Every male child amongst you shall be circumcised. See, anything you claim to enjoy in the kingdom that you don't understand the key that open and close, you can't enjoy it for long. Knowledge makes results predictable. Amen. Please close your notes. Close your note. Let me teach you a bit. Get the tape. Close your note. Let me teach you a bit. What we have chosen to live by as believers is, oh Lord, give me this. Oh Lord, give me that. Oh, open heavens. Oh, this. Oh, that. Fantastic way to pray. Or not excellent. You begin to have certain results that are predictable when you now know your part. It means if this water is not flowing, we know where to open the pump. Not like you sat down, oh, Lord, send men that this rain will fall again. What God will do is to send people who know the key. Meanwhile, you too can have the key. Do you get what I'm saying? The people God will send now, they are not going to up from heaven. They are people who simply know what you don't know. That my uncle in Canada. Akabalabalaba! Oh! Let him favor me. God should have to go and meet your uncle in Canada. Or your uncle in Canada, having eaten and his field and have many responsibilities, to now look at what is the crumbs that you can now take. Meanwhile, you have access to that same God that says, show me the key. You understand what I'm saying? Listen now. We have so and so covenant. Do you know your part? Will you stay with it? Because he's going to test you. Oh, this. I mean, we all empty ourselves out. From the days of 2000, you were faithful. 10,000, you like it. 100,000, you like it. 250,000. Where's my transport fare? You don't know the key. Because that is your source. And if this is the only thing, if the only thing that flows in a month is salary, there's a lot you don't know. It means right now, your 2023 is in the hands of someone at the mercy of the fellow's kindness or wickedness. So every male child amongst you shall be circumcised. Yes? And you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins. And it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. So any spiritual family that does not have a practice that unites all of them is a dangerous spiritual family. The moment you belong to such family that there's a practice that you, something we all do, once you exempt yourself, what covers the family doesn't cover you. It's simple. Because one of the things you will discover is that Ishmael is not Goliath. You can defeat Goliath. You can never defeat Ishmael. Let me say this again. See, Jesus come. You can't defeat Ishmael. Do you know why? When he gave this word, he circumcised Ishmael. David can come before Goliath and say, you uncircumcised. You are not covered. What covered us doesn't cover. But Ishmael shall dwell before his brethren all his days. It will be a pain, but you can't read him. Because he's under covenant. You say, Elon Musk, all those people, did they give tithe? Let me see. To me, keep quiet. You don't know what you are talking about. If you know what they do, it's you that is battling with tithe. They do far more. Listen now. I don't want to enter there. There are certain heights. Whether you are in both wearing goggles, you cannot climb until you know certain things. Because what the devil is trying to deceive many young people in church with is that Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, what's wrong with you? The heritage you have is more than that. You say, look at the guy that owns Apple. What's his name again? Steve Jobs. I mean, the guy can have many things and all that. I mean, cancer hit him, he died and was stricken. You have all these blessings, plus length of days. So now, young boy, you want to be like Elon Musk, Steve Jobs. In the day that there's a need for a man who has a strong voice in the spirit, will your money buy the voice? Because many of our young people are becoming insane because of those thoughts. Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, and all, they are not coming to sit down in church. All these things we are talking about in church. Listen, you know, church is not a place to teach people how to make money. Listen, just follow what I'm saying. It's not, you must understand though, this is not paper currency. This one does not diminish with Naira. Alright, let's go to verse 12. He who is 8 days old amongst you shall be circumcised. Every male child in your generations, he who is born in your house or brought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant. Yes? Alright, he who is born. Let's go to verse 14 now, please. And the uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from the people. That is, anybody who is not circumcised is cut off. You will not be cut off. Yeah. If there is a covenant practice, log in. I mean, I saw certain things that make certain results predictable in certain fathers, men like Bishop Oyedepo, and I saw that they know certain things, and I said, oh God, for you to have shown me this, you follow what I'm saying? I'm not knowing this for knowing sake. Listen now, the things you should know for practice, don't know for preaching. Ah. Having gotten that, what you should eat for your children's children, you now go and use as rema. It will bless them and leave them, but it can't change you. I know what I'm saying, because many people are quick. We don't want to go and share. No! Sit down. Embody it. Become. As you are saying it, two people are speaking. You and your life. Are you following what I'm saying? Because if it works, it must work for you. Alright. Let's go to verse 15 now. Then God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah. Now there's somewhere I want to jump to. Or that same Genesis. Let me read from my own Bible. Genesis chapter number 17. Alright. Okay. Alright. For I call her name Sarai. Okay, let's continue reading. But Sarah shall her name be. Verse 16 now. And I will bless her and give you a son. You see, how many of you are observing that since the whole Abraham journey started, this is the first time God is saying, I will bless Sarah. Women, apologies. It's not a way to ridicule women. See, covenants are not sexually transmitted. Do you believe? Covenants are not sexually. A Abraham, whatsoever it is, you know, drag Sarah into it. It's your expectation. God expects that from you. I will bless her and give you a son also of her. So the issue with faith is not your inability to have a son. It is your inability to have it through the womb God has prepared. If nothing was wrong with Abraham. And possibly, if another guy had slept with Sarah, she would be pregnant. Nothing was wrong with Abraham. He went with that girl once. A boy showed up. Strong man. He did there. So, you see, because you will have to wait on God for something you have the ability to produce out of God. That's faith. That, you know, if you leave God now, you can get this done by worldly means. But you have chosen to submit to God's method. That's faith. It is not when you don't have any means that you now come here. That's not faith. Now you don't have choice. Abraham knew that he could get all those women pregnant. But choose to stay. Now, when God was done saying this, verse 17. So, Abraham didn't argue. But when God now mentioned Sarah, then look at it. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed. Look at what he said. And said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? You know the meaning of this? Even if I can try. But Sarah, 90 years old. I'm going to show you that this issue, this statement, is actually what they have talked about. Husband and wife, what you say when you are gisting, it will be a response in the face of major breakthrough. They even went for that because Sarah too will say her own. Uh-huh. Now go to verse 18. And Abraham said to God, O God, that Ishmael may live before you. Huh? Can I teach a few things? Even up until he has slept with a guy, he has done all those things, God kept quiet. Ishmael was still defeatable. God kept quiet. The thing is done, but it's weak because it's not under covenant. But it will be strong, but it can be defeated. But he said, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. He went on, verse 19. And God said, no. Look at, oh, this is a conversation. Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son. And you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant. And with his descendant after him. Yes. 20. Because what you said. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Be careful of what you tell God to use because you can't trust him. He said, as for Ishmael, now this is you, Abraham. I've heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and I will make him fruitful and I will multiply him exceedingly. What will take you 3 generations to enter? He will enter in the first generation. He will have 12 princes. Oh, Dubai is ahead of so-so and so-so. First generation. Take you 3. Let's leave that. He shall beget 12 princes. And I will make him a great nation. Yes? But my covenant I will establish with Isaac. You know, God is still coming back. Whom Sarah shall bear to you. Because if say Isaac, he can go and carry that girl again and call the child Isaac. See, God now said, womb Sarah shall bear to you at the set time next year. Now look at it. Then he finished talking with him. God said, my covenant will be with Isaac, but I will bless Ishmael. When he finished talking with him, and God went up from Abraham, verse 23, then Abraham took Ishmael. God has said, this covenant thing, leave it for Isaac. But he took Ishmael. And all were born in his house, and were brought with money. Every male right, of children of Abraham's house, he circumcised all of them. God said, leave Ishmael. He brought him into it. And God didn't say a word. This thing is for sons. So Ishmael is a circumcised seed. So he's a legal occupant. From that moment he circumcised him, you can't call him illegal. It's a legal occupant. His root is as deep as. Let me leave it. All right, verse 24. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he circumcised. This is a journey of faith. He was circumcised at 99. He submitted himself to the circumcised. All right, verse 25 now. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And the self-same day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael, his son. And all the men of his house, all right, bought with money. Now, Ishmael dragged Ishmael into the whole stuff. That's why I said, Ishmael is not Goliath. A stone can kill Goliath, but a stone cannot kill Ishmael. Ishmael is the illegitimate brought into legitimacy through a man's decision, and he wielded the power. And God said, if you decided, it's so. Listen, let me tell you. You cannot destroy the political system of Nigeria with a stone. You made it legitimate. That's Ishmael. How did you make it so? You withdrew. Do you understand what I'm saying? The political say against the church again. Forget it. Let me tell you. It's not likely going to happen. That in 1 year, God will wipe all of them out. It's not likely going to happen. Isaac must grow to take his rightful position. It will happen with time. You don't believe? Okay. God can shake systems, shake things and all that. But listen, that's individuals. When it comes to systems, because I don't have time to go into that. You deal with Ishmael on three levels. First as a person. Two as a movement. Three as a system. Do you get what I'm saying? You can't kill movement with guns. You can't kill systems with guns. Movements are built on ideologies. Systems are built on principles. Okay. Alright, let me begin to... time is up, so I can... Okay. The moment this has happened in the life of Abraham, now, at 99, God now made him start again. That the 13 years of silence, you were not in faith. Start again, Abraham. Do you get what I'm saying? Because you don't just think, you should see what is happening now. Now, Abraham, you now have to start afresh. They say, right, 90 minus 13, 77. Right? The Sarah you couldn't trust God for at 77. You have to trust God for her at 90. Do you understand that? What that did was that it broke him. Became humble. He showed him the end of himself. Genesis 18:1. Look at the result. Many of you have stopped certain processes. It looks like you are still in faith because you are still praying. But you've actually stopped trusting God for what he said he will do, the way he said he will do them. Now you are saying, I know this will come, but it can come through Hagar. God is saying, go back to what I said. It will come through Sarah. The Lord appeared to him by terebinth, trees of Mamre. He was sitting in the tent door in the heart of the heat of the day. All right? So he lifted his eyes and looked. And behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran. Same Abraham, not redirected to waiting process, may not see reasons to value people. Do I explain this? Let me explain. Because I know you don't understand. Oh God, I'm trusting you for a job. Wait, give me a very fantastic organization. With Shell. Because when you said the other time that I'm going to get a so-and-so paid job in America, it didn't come, so now I'm trusting you, a good one, paying one in Nigeria. Having waited many years, you were able to manipulate, get some things done. God said, drop them. Now, the same America I said, I'm going to bring you there. Go back to trusting me for that America and all that. What will happen is that from that moment onward, you know, you didn't have certain relationships for all those things. You didn't know anybody. But from the moment God now said, that's in America. If people, you have been despising people before because of the things you used to have. Now you go back. You start valuing people, honoring them. Because you know what God said he will do. You don't know the angel God will use. That's what is happening here. So when he sat there, he saw those men. He ran! My miracle is coming. I don't know who God will use. He ran to meet them. Listen to this. If you are not hospitable, there are things you don't know yet. You don't know many things. You don't know. As he ran, all right, to meet them, he bowed himself to the ground. These were men. This was a man, 99. Bowing down to greet who? Because you need to understand, you cannot chronicles of scriptures, chronology. It's still 99. All right? Then I said, my Lord, to who? Normal men. Because you will learn something from this. This is where I'm going to end up. If I have now five people on your side, do not pass on by your servant. Do you get what I'm saying? Ishmael was everything. The servants were built around him. Now he's no longer him. Your humble servant. Don't pass by us. Please, do let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest under the tree. Yes, verse 5. And I will bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh your heart. After that, you may pass by. After that, you may pass by. Alright? Inasmuch as you have come to your servant, they said, do as you have said. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, quickly, make ready three measures of fine meal, knead them and all that. Let me tell you this. We have seen before that Sarah has tendency for rudeness. She has tendency to be rash. But the same woman, okay, my Lord, prepare it. Verse 8. And Abraham ran. See, old Abraham ran again, took a tender and a good calf, gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. So he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them. You need to understand what's playing out. Abraham said, go and prepare. As they prepared, he said, everything you have prepared, put them in tray. He carried them himself. Then he set it before them. What did he do? And he stood by them as they were eating. Abraham. Normal guys. Something happened there. He didn't know who they were, but he discerned that they are not normal. That was his miracles on two legs. They could walk by. He stood by them. What was he doing? That's the work of a waiter. Under the tree, as they ate, they were eating. Oh, this is nice. Oh, this. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. 99 years old. Let me say this to you. Hospitality is consistent with the blessing. Go to verse 10. Now, while they were eating, look at verse 9. They said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" He said, "Here in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return to you according to the time of life," that is by this time next year, "and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Then Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also?" Are you seeing that conversation? Yeah. About the demon. Anyway, Lord. If you don't understand, don't worry. See, we'll touch. I say, "I don't feel ticklish. I'm no longer a girl. I don't feel anything. Let's just..." They've discussed, they've agreed. Yo. If they were not having sex, how were they trusting God for a child? Because they were not having sex. Sometimes it may look like you have posture for the miracle, but you are not really expecting it because you are not doing what you should do. You've given up. You are praying, they are praying, but they are not. Or does this look like people who are having... This is not, my wife is the marriage counselor and all that. Sometimes to bring miracle to a home, just have to awaken their sexual life. Miracle will come. Sorry if you are young. Follow Jesus, okay? But you should know this one too. They were not touching each other. So how will Isaac come? So at certain point, it was not God hindering Isaac. It was them. Anyways, it was never God. Oh, let me just lay that. It was that they stopped. Alright? So, we didn't know when he stopped. Maybe if we sit down more and do some investigation, we can tell. But from what I tried to calculate, it was shortly after Ishmael. You know, they had issues. And they were old. There are issues you have in family. If you are not careful, you lock up. So let me day my day and you two, you day your day. And the Lord. You see, they keep using capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Elohim. Said to Abraham. She laughed in her heart. Go back to verse 12. Sarah laughed within herself. Go to verse 13. The Lord said, "Why did Sarah laugh?" You think it is when you open your mouth that you have said it. Even when you say, "How shall this thing be in your mind?" You've said it to God. That's where he hears from. Say, "But I only think I didn't say it now." You've said it. The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I bear a child since I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to this time of life. And Sarah shall have a son." Yes? But I hope you know that this is also an instruction. Go and start having sex. If that's what he was telling them. People were looking at me as you don't understand what I'm saying. Do you understand? Because now you make me feel guilty. Do you understand? What was he telling them? Would they look at themselves and say, "I chant you open"? Do you understand that? And Sarah denied it, saying, "I did not laugh." For she was afraid. Well, lies was actually consistent in that lineage, but let's leave that. And he said, "No, but you did laugh." Then the man rose from there and looked towards Sodom. Something was about to, there was about to be a sharp transition between a man and the Lord. The man rose from, looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them. Sometimes you need to know that you have done a part, but you have not gotten it. Still go for that. And send them on the way. Verse 17. Now, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I'm doing? All of a sudden, the stranger you see on the road, you entertain and all that, now looked at you and said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I'm doing? 18. Since Abraham shall surely become a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. That is, any nation that is blessed must have a root in Abraham. For I have known him. Alright? This is not the root word. Give me King James. This is not the root word. It's distorted. I'm careful about that in mixing scriptures. Now go to that. Say, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him. That is, the pattern is Abraham. He will command them to pattern after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Because you see, this justice and judgment is a deep matter. It's a deep matter. That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Yes? And the Lord said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down. I will go down now and see whether they have done all together according to the cry of it, which is come to me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. I need to interpret what this is. He discerned that the men speaking to him, this is the Lord. Now, theologians believed that this is one of the, appearing of Jesus before the cross and all that. I'm not going in that direction. But listen, I need to describe what happened. Abraham had mastered something. He had become a dangerous person. He had mastered something. They were talking with him, this, that. I will not hide it from Abraham. But when he saw that these people had to go, as the men at Father Abraham, please come. Had to go. When they were done, please face that direction. Okay, no, look as if we are talking. When they were done talking, and the men had to go. The Lord had to go. They were going, but Abraham stood still and was still talking with the Lord. You don't understand. He had come to that point where the Lord could be talking to him and move on, knowing he will keep the conversation open. And they began to transact. Will you destroy Sodom if you see this and that? Will you destroy Sodom if you see that, that? Will you? The Lord was on his way to Sodom, but the Lord was still speaking with him. Because he had come to encounter him beyond the location. He had come to encounter him beyond the one who can be fixed. He had come to encounter him beyond the one who can be trapped. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Lord was moving, but Abraham stood before the Lord. When you understand this, listen to this, then you know that when God is blessing your neighbor, you are not envious. You can also stand before the Lord. I know that the same thing God is doing there, He's doing there. You understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
Men who have these revelations don't get fixed. They don't get trapped. They don't get fixated. You can't lock them in a corner. If you put them in a prison cell, you're about to discover treasures there. It's a lifestyle. They turned their face also. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. The same Lord now. Capital hell, capital O, capital, capital. Look at it, verse 23. Alright. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also? How can they be going to Sodom and you are still drawing near? And say, will you? Who was he talking to? He had come to know something that many of us are yet to know. That because God is doing it there doesn't mean it's done. Doesn't mean that's all he has. Doesn't mean that is all he can do. Same God is gracious to all that call upon his name. Are you following what I'm saying there? But you see a life of a responsibility as a product of humility, brokenness. He's now not holding on to anything that he is of measure. He's broken before the Lord. He's become a proper man of God. And I've come to announce to someone, the womb of Sarah might be old, but it's about to bear Isaac. He's about to bear Isaac. He's about to bear Isaac. He's about to bear Isaac. The womb of Sarah might be old, but is about to bear Isaac.
Amen.
That which you have described as obsolete, that which you have described as that which the Lord can no longer use again, is about to become a fountain feeding nations.
Amen.
Can't be trapped, can't be limited. So when you understand this, even if we have to travel to go and plant a branch of Sphere of Light Church in Toronto, we have not gone with the presence. And we have not gone with the possibilities. We have gone with the possibility we carry, but it can be trapped there 100%. 100%. And there will be no feeling. 100%. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. When you understand this, you break the barrier of proximity. Alright? You will no longer be in the class of, I need to see so and so to carry what he carries. There's a level like that. Hallelujah. Has your eyes been open to see anything tonight? Do you think they are useful in your journey?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. So, all that has happened in 2022 is not all that God is capable of. Stand before the Lord. Yes, he's gone ahead of you into the new year, but stand before the Lord. Because there are conversations you must have. There are things that must happen. Are you following what I'm saying here? Lift your hands and say, Father, it is possible I've seen men as trees. It's possible I've misjudged relationships. Open my eyes now that I may see. Please go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Whoosh. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. So when you understand these things, you know, alright, what door soul winning things opens, what door does prayer open, what door does kingdom partnership open, what door does tithing open, what door does having a covenanted offering and lifestyle for God. So you have predictable. Let me quickly round up with this scripture. Proverbs chapter number, is it Proverbs 24? Proverbs 24. Let's start from verse 2. From verse 2. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see.
Come on, can you say it out loud?
I want to see.
Come on, say it again. Open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
I want to see your face.
I want to see you.
To see you high and lifted up.
To see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy,
holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy. I want to see
Amen.
You.
Now, I believe that topmost of my burdens in ministry is to show men the infallibility of the word. I'm telling you. And that's the part we need to come into. That there's a body of knowledge that make, for instance, raising the dead consistent. Don't, if we don't know it yet, let's say we don't know it. Now let's go to verse 4, please. Oh, that's verse 3. Let's go to verse 3. True wisdom, all right? True wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established, yes. And by knowledge shall the chambers be what? Field. Anywhere there's abundance, there's knowledge. They know something. Don't see, the mistake you can make is that somebody is lucky. If you know what the fellow know, and you do what the fellow is doing, you'll be lucky too. Are you following what I'm saying here? Send my eyes of understanding. They're enlightened tonight. I come into my covenant inheritance. I am not stranded. In the name of Jesus, I walk with God as the El Shaddai, the multi-breasted one, the multi-breasted one, the God of all sufficiency. I am not limited. I am not limited. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, listen. No, when I went to serve, I'm saying this to round up. I shared with them in the family house. I said, see, the same way if a carpenter is going to a place, he goes with his tools. If a doctor is going to a place, go to, with his equipment. I said, coming to this family house, I came with my tools. And my tools are my Bibles, my journals. All right. I was working in a school clinic, but I said, this is my tool. Now, as at that point in my service, I didn't have anywhere to return to after service. There's nowhere to call home. As though poor, yet making many rich. All right. So all I had, but the grace, is what is here. Are you following what I'm saying here? Why am I sharing that story? The secret that God has revealed, those are the tools in your arsenal. Don't jump into a new year like Tornado. What are the tools with which you can hold God according to scriptures that you now know by revelation? Look at it now. 1 John 1:1. What are, do you know that? Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When you know this body of knowledge, you will know certain things. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, but it will not get to the point at which we have now handled. The the reason you are not consistent, anything you are not consistent with, you've not handled. Once you handle it, you lambano it. You know this is breath, this is oxygen. Nobody can talk you. All this wind of doctrine carry those who are not rooted.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't carry those who have handled. What can you tell me and tell me against tithe? What can you tell me against? You can't tell me. You can't preach me out of it. Year in year out, people get offended when I say give first fruit. I've not stopped. In the next 50 years, you see we've not stopped. Oh, yes. Are you following what I'm saying here? I decree tonight that your eyes of understanding will be enlightened.
Amen.
That you will not be stranded.
Amen.
You will know what to do.
Amen.
Solid knowledge will collide with grace on your life.
Amen.
And your result from today becomes predictable.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. You have been blessed. Put those hands together for Jesus.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.